Freight trucks and the food they carry have been delayed over the last week, and many northern grocery shelves are showing empty spots. Paul Kovacs is the executive director of the Institute for Catastrophic Loss Reduction at Western University. He says modern supply chains leave communities exposed to the risk of food shortages.
One of the things that we've been doing in modern society over the last 40 or 50 years has been to really squeeze some of the redundancy and the excess that was fairly commonplace in the past, but is now seen as inefficient and not the best way to operate. So we do just-in-time delivery, we keep less in storage, etc. And most of the time, this philosophy of greatest efficiency can save money and can be good. But every now and then, when something goes wrong, when you can't get through, when there's no backup, when we've really squeezed things right to the limits, then suddenly we're finding ourselves in trouble. And there's an international reflection about, did we go too far? Have we worked too hard to go for the most efficient system and failed to remember that every now and then you will have a storm, you'll have a landslide, you'll have a wildfire, or something that takes the system out. And this idea of just-in-time delivery is just not possible anymore. And so we have left ourselves vulnerable because of several decades now of squeezing the system tighter and tighter and tighter to try to save bits of money. And when something really bad occurs, then we are now exposed.
Paul Kovacs is the executive director of the Institute for Catastrophic Loss Reduction at Western University. Marley Bodie is a researcher at the University of Northern BC, and she's looking at ways northern communities can mitigate food security issues from a municipal level. And Marley Bodie joins me on the line this morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
What kind of situations prevent food from getting to the north?
Well, I think what we're seeing right now is exactly a situation that occurs. I mean, we have, landslides or situations where the highways close down, and that's how grocery stores are getting their food. And when people in northern communities, all they rely on are grocery stores, or for the most part, accessing food in grocery stores, and then all of a sudden that food is gone, that's a major issue.
How prepared are municipalities for major interruptions like the ones we've seen over the course of the last week?
Well, I think it all depends on the community. I've done a lot of work in the city of Terrace and the city of Fort St. John. And, you know, there are some steps, but there can always be more. I think that, you know, climate change is a real thing. The more that we move forward and the more that climate change increases, the effects are going to occur where, you know, highways close down and we need to find alternative routes. And, you know, one thing that municipalities can do is creating policies that, mitigate those effects of climate change and, you know, implementing policies where they're looking at, the food supplies and the food network in your community ahead of time before these events happen.
When we're talking about a location specifically like Terrace, we're talking about a single highway access. So how is the situation different in Terrace as compared to Fort St. John?
Well, I think that Terrace only has one access point, but at the same time, Terrace has a lot of great organizations that are working on the ground, and that's not to say that Fort St. John doesn't as well, but, Terrace has, community groups. There's a food organization called Harrow Community Foods that actually, does food orders for people, and this is a way that, people are getting food that isn't just accessed through the grocery store.
Like dry goods.
Like dry goods, or there this group that this Harrow Community Foods, they actually get supplies of food from local growers. So it's things like that, or Terrace really does support its farmers market. It has set aside land, and there is a farmers market, and pretty much everybody in the surrounding area of Terrace knows about the farmers market on the weekends and goes into town. But it's an alternative way of getting food. It's not relying just on grocery store food, but there can always be more done. I mean,
what more could be done?
Well, I think that when I've talked to people on Terrace, they've voiced that they do like to hunt and they like to grow their own food. But if there was a community storage area, somewhere where people, or even just you know, a piece of land where people could store their food. There used to be a potato storage land on the terrace proper in Terrace. And I think that also, you know, municipalities are the main point. You know, knowing how your community is and how they access food and knowing where the vulnerabilities are is very important. And so being able to...
Do municipalities recognize the importance, as you say? They're dealing with so many other issues like homelessness. Is food security high on the agenda?
I think it depends. I think that it's getting higher on the agenda. But at the same time, you know, food security and homelessness are you know, an issue. When you look at, you know, kind of the vulnerabilities in your community, you have to look at the most marginalized populations, and you're going to find the vulnerabilities in your community based on your most vulnerable populations. So when you talk about homelessness, you know, that's a lot of what my research was talking to people that are homeless or that are accessing food from food banks and understanding what their issues are. They complain about, or they don't complain, but they know that the food that they're getting from food banks is food that's donated from grocery stores. Oftentimes it's dry food or food that isn't fresh local produce. And, you know, I think that municipalities, you know, even allowing space or creating workshops to help or, you know, facilitate education for individuals on how to grow or how to build cold storage facilities or just ways to network with individuals to create kind of a more of a network of local producers is very important and can be facilitated by municipalities.
When you go into grocery stores this week and see some of those empty produce shelves, what goes through your mind?
Well, I mean, I think that when there's shortages of things like bananas, that's something that comes to mind is why we can't grow bananas in northern BC. You know, maybe I shouldn't rely on finding bananas in a grocery store. We should be growing food that, you know, or we should be consuming food that we can grow in our community. And that creates less dependency on these foods that are being shipped in.
Lots of food for thought. Marlee Bodie, thanks so much for this.
Thank you.
Marlee Bodie is currently completing her research at UNBC, researching municipal level planning of food security. And we turn it to you. How prepared do you think your community is for a major food supply interruption? Let us know. Daybreak North at cbc.ca.